Dane Hoover is a parent in Salem, New Hampshire. I think his wife, Tracy Hoover, was on the show a few weeks ago. We're talking about Salem, New Hampshire, not Oregon, not New Jersey, not California, New Hampshire. School board meeting last night. I don't want to go on and editorialize about it. You were there, sir. You spoke to the school board. Tell us what was going on last night, and did you feel like it was they were trying to shut down parents or not?
Well, first of all, thank you, Jack, for having me. I appreciate the time to be able to talk with you on the show today. So one of the things that I'm feeling like, and I'm trying to get the board to address this, is that, first of all, they've made the rules and regulations for speaking so onerous that it's difficult to get to speak. They're limiting it to four or five people, and you get 4 to 5 minutes to speak, and that's it. They cut you off whether you're done or not, and it's a ridiculous setup that they have there, and they really need to change that. And I did, by contrast, when I was chairman of the budget committee in town, I bent rules for allowing people to speak when they came in at the wrong time, at the wrong open session, so make sure that everyone's voice was heard when they came in to speak about whatever. And in particular, one particular instance, there was some renovations that were being talked about. And even though I didn't agree with the price tag, I knew our schools needed renovations, but I didn't agree with the price tag, I let tons of people, dozens of people talk and come in and speak at meetings. So for them to cut it to 4 to 5 people and shut down speech at just 4 to 5 minutes really hampers the ability for parents to get their message out, or even to talk to them and ask them, fair and open, honest questions and get some answers. They didn't tend to give any answers, even if you did ask questions. But we're going to keep pressing this because there's just no science for having kids wear masks in school that shows that they benefit from it. And they're low risk. They are not the ones spreading it. So it's real important for us to make sure they're education, their activities, their sports, and that kind of stuff aren't damaged any more than they already were in the last year and a half. So,
well, again, I concur. I've been saying this. I think it should be left up to the parents. If your child has an underlying autoimmune or other battling another illness or disease, there are other options. But for most part, this is a virus that doesn't affect young kids. They can be separated. It should be a choice for the parents. And you know what really irks me is your school board seems to be following national guidelines. You don't have Governor Sununu and Dr. Benjamin Chan from the state of New Hampshire that are evaluating the local situation, mandating any of this. They're not mandating this. So why is the school board not listening to local folks and parents?
Well, it's a little bit worse than that. The thing is they've implemented this and changed it. And just mid-June, there was going to be no mask mandate. It was optional. And they changed it. And I repeatedly reached out and asked in email and obviously in the meeting, what are the metrics that changed from June till today? What are the numbers that changed that decided that you had to go to this mask policy? And the scary part is that there was none. There was none, no discussion of that. They said, because we only have 45 cases in all of Salem with, 35,000 people live here and hundreds of thousands that come to visit every day. We are not a hot spot in any way, shape, or form. The whole Rockingham County is only about 240 cases. And in the state of New Hampshire, there's 2,377 as of yesterday out of a state of 1.4 million with hundreds of thousands of visitors every day to coming in to shop and different things like that. So it's clear that if we're putting this mass situation in with these little numbers and nothing that says, we put them in and we're going to take it off at this point. We're not going to get rid of these throughout the school year, number one. Number two, we're going to go to full mask lockdowns, for these poor kids in no time if this is the minimum that was required to change the mask to this particular thing. So if you have a second, I'd love to tell you just a little bit about what I actually talked to them about so I can help arm some parents in the state to protect their kids from this.
Take it away. I love this. Take it away. Take your time. This is very important. Go ahead.
So I asked some simple questions of the school board. Who are the kids wearing the mask to protect? Okay. And the reason why I asked that is because kids are low risk. No, zero kids have died in New Hampshire of COVID. We've only had 29 to 30 that were even hospitalized in this whole entire state throughout the entire pandemic. So it's not kids that we're making wear these masks for. If it's the school staff, 90% are vaccinated nationally, so it's not them that we're protecting it from. Seniors and school staff are the both had first access to the vaccinations and should have the highest rates of vaccination because of that, and they have the option to go get it now. Parents, they're not at risk either. In the state of New Hampshire, if you're under 70 and you're not in long-term nursing care facility or somebody that isn't, you know, like a medical situation and seniors, if you will, 70 or plus, so 70 and under, not in a nursing home, long-term care facility, only 199 people have died since the start of COVID. You're more likely to die of Alzheimer's disease than you are COVID in the state of New Hampshire if you're a parent-aged person with kids. So you're not at risk. So the kids aren't wearing masks to protect you. So we have to put those numbers in perspective with other things that are happening in our state and normal risks that we have. You know, you're
probably
20 times more likely to die in a car accident. You know what I mean?
Or heart disease or stroke. More Americans die from heart disease. Okay, so Dane Hoover, did you feel the school board was listening to you, and what answers did you get?
So I didn't get any answers because I had such a short period of time. I went over five or six quick questions. I was asking, you know, who are the kids wearing the mask for? What is the risk of getting COVID for our children, which is very low? What are the risks of wearing masks? Because there's a lot of risks. My daughter in particular has had massive headaches 5 days into the mask mandate last year, right up until it ended. Massive, constant, everyday headaches. She was just miserable, and we spent thousands of dollars to help her. And come to find out that there was a German study of 26,000 kids, and 36% of those kids reported having headaches. And who knows how many more did have them that just didn't report it. You know what I mean?
Well, not just that, but what about all the anxiety and the mental health things of kids not being kids, not even just like see the teacher's mouth and words and look at their friends? Dane, what is going on in Salem? I mean, how long have you lived there?
I've lived there for 20 years.
What do you think's going on? I mean, who's on the school board? Who's the superintendent? Why do you feel, it sounds to me like they're shutting you out. It's like a jury and a trial where it was rigged before the defense even got up to speak.
Well, so what happened was they just made the decision. They didn't vote on it in public forum. They didn't talk about it. They just made the decision to put it in superintendent's hands, which I feel as though they did so that they literally didn't have to have the decision made on the school board's behalf, and they shifted it to the superintendent, who's brand new. And I think she's a wonderful woman and a nice lady, and I've known her for probably 20 years. She was the principal of my kids' school when they were little. I think she's being overcautious because she's brand new and nervous and that kind of stuff and wants to not make any mistakes. And this was the safe, hey, there's some parents that don't want to wear masks or some parents that do. This will be the happy medium in between. We'll have the kids wear the masks some of the day. So I think it was just an attempt at trying to placating everybody a little bit. And it really just triggered a lot of parents that know these masks are not helping their kids, and their kids don't need to wear these masks, but it's harming them, whether it's mental illness, whether it's suicide, whether it's learning problems, because you get kids that are in kindergarten that are wearing masks. Phonics are now being lost. Learning is being lost. Social interaction between the kids is lost because of the facial cues. So there's a lot of different things we're harming these kids with. But what I hear is, it's just a mask. It's just a mask. Don't worry about it. Yeah. I don't think they really think about the amount of damage that's happened to kids, which is way worse than the effects of COVID.
Wow. Yeah. Well, do you feel that the school board basically had its mind made up and does not really want to hear from parents? They don't want to hear what they don't want to hear. Do you feel that? Is that an accurate statement?
That is a 100% accurate statement. They have made the decision, and they just are not going to revisit my estimation unless we put enough pressure and come to every meeting and email and call and talk and ask questions and push science on them. Because, again, there was no science used in this. They didn't say, this new study came out or these new
cases you know what it is?
Came out.
No, you know what it is, Dane. The CDC said number of weeks ago, teachers and students this fall will not be need to wear a mask. the Delta variant happens. They can't figure it out. So now they do a 180. They're recommending that students and teachers, you know, people wear masks in schools as students. So they're just following the national, not the local, because, you know, they're spoon-fed and they're afraid to look. You know what they say? Follow the science until the science doesn't add up to your own, what you think is best. Then they change the rules. They change the rules of the board game. You know, follow the science until it doesn't work the way I think it should. That's exactly what's happening here. Yeah.
And I think that a lot of these schools and these teachers unions have made made $188 billion just on the last spending thing they did and the beginning of this year. So it makes sense for them to want to continue down this road, because they're making billions, hundreds of billions into the coffers. So I think that's why the national direction is going that way. And of course, if you look at the national, politicians have gotten trillions of dollars in spending, even though the recovery was the greatest in U.S. history. Yeah. So I get why the politicians and the school unions want to do this. I don't get why the local ones want to, because it's only going to harm children.
And finally, Dane Hoover, thank you for being a parent, speaking up and having the courage to, and Live Free or Die in New Hampshire, to actually speak up and not be shut down. I want to end with this. That's why charter schools are booming and growing. That's why Portsmouth Christian Academy Catholic Schools, as parents like you, are basically taking your kids out of the public school system, which doesn't help. I've always been a fan of public education, but if I was in your shoes, I would not want my kid go to that school. That's just me. But thank God my kids are older and they're not at that age. So thank you.
And ironically, we were a big supporter of public schools. That's why we chose Salem, because they have a great school system. And that's why we came here 20 years ago and built our house and made our life here. And we got all the information forms going, because we are prepared to switch into that. If they go to a full mask mandate, we will pull our kids in homeschool. So that's how that's going to go.
Well, thank you for being an informed parent. You know, follow the science until the science isn't what I think. All right, Dane, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.